I'm Sina.
I'm Danielle.
We want to focus on television and movies in particular.
Yes. Disclaimer that we are in no way film experts. A deep, like, dive. Be quiet!
Whoa.
I'm yelling.
Back me up on this one.
Hey, you're listening to
Two Girls Watch TV.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Two Girls Watch TV. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Stina. Let's just take a moment as our opener, since we always talk about something that's holiday-ish, to talk about the Christmas decor at your wedding.
Oh, thank you. I worked really, really hard on it.
Because it was so lovely.
It took a lot of mood boards. It took a lot of scouring the internet for the perfect ornament favors. It took a lot. It took a lot.
I appreciated your, like, tablescapes.
Oh, aren't those so pretty?
Over a centerpiece. I was, like, seeing all of these. So Danielle and I share an Amazon account. And I would see all of these things come through. And I was like, I wonder how she's going to use these candlesticks. I wonder how she's going to use these prints. And so to see, like, everything from my Amazon cart come to life, it was really nice. I like the gold.
It's
hard to do gold because a lot of golds don't match. You have like your champagne golds. You have like your almost white golds. You have your super yellow golds. Sometimes you have your gaudy golds. You think you're ordering a gold. It's not the gold that you want. So like everything had like the same kind of hue.
Yeah. And I think if you line them all up and put them under bright lights, it would have been different. That being like the frames for the table numbers, the frame for the signature drink sign, and all of the candlesticks, because I had big tapered candles. They were like slightly different, but they were all like kind of in the general same family, so it all worked. I will say what I did not foresee with the big taper candles was that it really heated up the room. And at one point I had to ask the girls if they could turn the AC on, because with everyone dancing and singing and all of those big flame candles, it was hot in there.
I didn't even think that that would be the case. Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, I was in like a full dress at that point, and I was like, I am dying of heat exhaustion in here. And at one point I remember going outside, and my cousin and her husband up from Virginia, I was like, oh, it is so hot in there. Who the hell told them to light all those candles? Oh, wait, it was me. And they thought it was funny. But no, it all. Thank you so much to your Amazon account for helping out with this wedding.
Anytime.
Yep. Also, a big shout out.
Sponsored by Christina's Amazon account.
the sponsors of this wedding were, unfortunately, Amazon, which, you know, My Unique in Union, New Jersey. Thank you, My Unique, for being, and Second Ave Thrift in Union, New Jersey. Thank you so much for being the best thrift stores in the world and finding me all my frames that I needed. And a big thank you to Canva. Canva helped me design all of my things. This is unsponsored, but Canva is the backbone of my wedding, and Canva is also the backbone of this podcast.
And my wedding.
And your wedding. Canva is the backbone of every wedding. Get yourselves a Canva account.
Oh my God. I can't even begin to explain to you how easy, especially if you give yourself access to the pro. Like, I just for like 6 months with all the planning, just gave myself access to the pro version.
Same. I signed up for a 30-day free trial, and knowing me, I will forget to use it. But whatever. I need to make
I started using it for the podcast when it was left over. I was like, oh, I have access to everything now.
Exactly. I need to do my thank you notes. So that's my thank you cards. That's all going to be done on Canva. I just ordered my mother her Christmas cards to be picked up at Staples. So that was ordered through Canva. So, yeah.
I designed my beer glasses in Canva.
Yeah.
I think you need that, but just in case.
Yeah.
But like access to the pro version. So I don't know if you know this, but like the fonts that we used, my aunt purchased on Etsy.
Oh, really?
And the flowers. So each of those flowers and leaves were individual pieces that we put together. I just kind of told her, like, I would give her the vision and she would send me, like, what it would look like.
Yeah.
But, like, because we bought it in Etsy. We bought like the rights to it. But when you're using Canva Pro, you can just throw all that shit in there. It's fantastic.
It is fantastic. I don't know what life was like. It's basically Microsoft Paint, but on steroids is the best way to put it.
I was gonna say Google Drawings too, but yeah.
That too. So yes, thank you to Canva for being the backbone of everything. The unsung hero.
The unsung hero.
Which we are now singing its praises to. So yes, I thought the Christmas decor was great. It really came together in my mind, and I'm so happy about it. Did you like Dominic the Donkey playing as my cake cutting song?
Oh yeah, it was so random and so fantastic at the same time.
Exactly. It's Christmas wedding.
Was there ever a doubt in your mind that you would not do that song?
It wasn't until I was filling out the form where it's like, what should your cake cutting song be? And I'm like, it should be Dominic the Donkey. Like, just an immediate, like, why isn't it? And I put it in there and I'm like, Nick, are you cool with this? And he's like, sure. And I'm like, okay, that was easy enough. Guess he really doesn't care about the cake cutting song, which I will reap to my benefit.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. I think I remember I did Pour Some Sugar on Me.
For your...
And then I remember when we went to Steve and Diana's wedding. Hello, Steve and Diana, if you're listening. They did Paper Planes. No, not Paper Planes.
Paper Rings. By Taylor I was Swift. Like, yeah. two very different songs. Paper Planes like, by MIA song. And Paper yeah. Rings by Taylor Swift are two completely
paper
different
rings.
Songs.
It was Paper Rings.
That's a good song.
It is. And it's nice when it's like, I don't know, like different. I don't know what traditional cake cutting songs are, but I guess like sugar, do, 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 do. Oh, honey, honey.
I guess it could really be anything. I know my friend Danielle did a Taylor Swift song off of Reputation because that was the latest album that came out at the time of her wedding. I forget which one. I want to say Dress. Or is it King of My Heart? I think it was King of My Heart. I can't remember.
It's a space to take creative liberties.
Exactly.
Like I did at your wedding. Danielle and I just had this conversation because she let us wear whatever jewelry we wanted. She let us wear whatever shoes we wanted. She let us do our hair however we wanted. And I was like, okay, if you say so.
No, everyone loved your shoes. I loved your whole look. I thought it was great.
Thank you. Thank you. They are shout out to Fluvog. Again, not sponsored, but fantastic shoes, super comfortable. Got to find another pair that I like love on yeah. sale cuz want another pair.
Yeah, absolutely. So to segue into what we're talking about today, I need to tell you
bless you.
Excuse me. I need to tell you about my journey with this movie this Christmas season.
Okay.
So I have watched the first half of this movie twice this season.
Why?
Because I remember once, it was like late at night, I was waiting for, like, Nick was, I guess, out, like, I don't know, getting drinks with his friend. I was waiting for him to come home. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to turn on this movie. So I watched the first half of it. It's like, oh my God, this is such a good movie. I forgot. And then I fell asleep. Then the Sunday after my wedding, I was on the couch and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to turn on Elf again and I'm going to watch the whole thing this time. And then I fell asleep again for I woke up to the movie ending and I'm like, damn it, I did it again. So this is now my...
Curses. Foiled again.
Damn. So now this is my third time watching it all the way through.
Third time's a charm, man.
I mean, I've seen it before, obviously, but this Christmas season, this is my third time watching it all the way through.
Ah. I haven't watched this movie in a while.
I know. I feel like this isn't a movie that I annually watch. Like, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Jim Carrey version, I will watch every single year and also just, like, not during Christmas season. The Holiday, I will watch every single year. A Muppet's Christmas Carol, I will watch every single year. But this, I just don't watch it every single year.
And I forgot how old this movie is. It's 20 years old this year.
Which is wild because it still feels so young. Like, it doesn't feel that old.
No, and the baby. Oh, we're talking about Elf.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just throw that out there. Yeah. I just want to say the baby in the orphanage, that baby has to now be 20 years old.
True. Over 20 years old.
Yeah, because the movie came out in 2003 and now it's 2023.
Wild.
Crazy bananas.
I'm trying to think if there's a dog in the movie. I always think, like, if there's an animal in a movie.
That's going to be sad. Don't do that.
Sorry, I won't do it. I won't do it. I thought it, but I won't do it.
How did you watch it? I watched it on Max.
I watched it on Hulu.
Is it on Hulu or is it like a Hulu with the HBO subscription?
I think it's just on Hulu. I don't think that it's like an additional like Showtime extension or anything like that. Showtime. Exactly. Sorry.
That's what I think of. I want you to know every time somebody says Showtime.
Do we want to say who suggested this movie?
Me.
Yeah, I know. I kind of gave it away when I was talking about movies that I watch every single year because my vote was The Holiday. Because have you seen The Holiday?
No.
You've never seen the movie The Holiday?
Not all the way through.
Oh, God. What a good movie. All right. Well,
We do Christmas in January and February, so we can save some of our runner-ups.
I'm disappointed in everyone who voted for Elf over The Holiday.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay, everyone.
On one of the accounts, I think it might have been my account, but on one of our accounts, it was a fucking landslide.
Really?
And I think it was my account, and then on the podcast account, it only won by one.
Yeah, I think it was definitely close on my account. I think it was like 11-14 was the vote comparison. Okay. But
oh yeah, we should probably like pull these up.
Yeah, do we need to pull the data? Do we need to pull the data up?
Well, it was 9-14 on your account. It was 6-7 on the pod account. And on my account, it was 2-9.
Okay. The homework for everyone after listening to this podcast, if you cast your vote, go watch The Holiday. Give it a shot. Nancy Myers, Jack Black. Oh, you didn't know Jack Black was in The Holiday? He's in The Holiday. Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, Jude Law. Oof. Just go watch The Holiday. It's a feel-good movie.
I have a feeling, without saying anything for next week, I have a feeling that you're going to get it next week.
I forget what the vote was or what the...
Down to...
Okay. Yeah. Tight lip, we won't say.
Tight lip. Were there any awards for this movie?
No. No awards, no nominations.
All right. So, Buddy the Elf was put up for adoption and ended up escaping the orphanage by sneaking into Santa's bag. He was raised at the North Pole for the next 30 years until he found out he was adopted and then travels to New York City to meet his dad.
Honestly, great concept for a movie. Directed by Jon Favreau. Our main character is Buddy, played by Will Ferrell, who is a Christmas vet on this podcast. Not just a vet, a Christmas vet, because he was in Spirited.
And that's a movie that I feel like I could watch every season.
See, Nick and I were like trolling for Christmas movies last night because I finished Elf and he watched the end of it and then he's like, I want to watch another one. So we're like looking around and he's like, oh, I liked that movie that Will Ferrell was in last year that we watched. What was that? It was like Scrooged. And then I was like, no, but it is like A Christmas Carol, and it was Spirited.
Spirited.
Okay. He meets his naughty list father, Walter Hobbs, played by James Caan. Caan. Walter is married to Emily, played by Mary Steenburgen. Their son is Michael, played by Daniel Tay. Papa Elf is played by Bob Newhart. Santa is played by Ed Asner. Jovi, the Gimbel's employee, is played by Zooey Deschanel. And we have a guest appearance by Peter Dinklage. Tyrion Lannister himself, Miles Finch. Been rewatching Game of Thrones.
Well, we do have other vets. I know. We've done Zooey Deschanel on the podcast before because we did a Best of New Girl.
Oh, yeah, we did. We did.
We did do that. And Mary Steenburgen is also a vet because she was in Nightmare Alley.
Oh, my God, she was. Wow, I forgot about Nightmare Alley, except the ending of it.
That movie was really good. That movie was like a mind fuck, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, that was, it's like, it's not something I can watch again, though. Like, it was good, but it's not like.
You gotta space it out.
Yeah.
That's not like.
Yeah, it's not something that I can watch over and over again. All right. Yeah, no. Okay, so, fair. Our climax. Buddy and his dad find themselves on the outs after Buddy ruins Walter's chance of working with Miles Finch and pitching a killer book idea because his last book idea, or the last book that he produced, was a wash. Michael confronts his dad at their big meeting, and Walter, for once, chooses his family over his job. As they're all wandering the streets, Michael and Walter looking for Buddy, and Buddy forlornly walking over the bridge, they all see Santa's sleigh go down in Central Park. Buddy finds Santa and helps him fix his sleigh. Walter and Michael meet Santa and start to believe. Walter and Michael run to the news crew that has formed outside Central Park, and Michael starts reading off the nice list of what everyone wants for Christmas. A group has formed, and the whole point of this is to bring up the Christmas spirit so that the sleigh can fly on that alone and not the engine. Jovi meets up with them, and she begins singing because the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. This causes the whole crowd and viewers at home to sing, and at that moment, Santa is able to fly his sleigh out of Central Park without the engine, and the news crew catches them and makes believers of them all.
Are you ready for me?
I'm ready for you.
Okay, we have a couple more vets, but I'll do it in a second.
Oh, wait. Did I cut you off?
No, it's okay. Walter started his own publishing company, as we hear over narration from Papa Elf. His first book was a fictional story about Buddy the Elf, who lived in the North Pole and traveled to New York City. Sounds familiar. We see Buddy reading the story at a book reading in a bookstore to children. We also see that he still visits Papa Elf from time to time. In this shot, we see him with Jovi up at the North Pole with their new baby. Papa Elf can't wait to see the baby, and he says, bring him here. And then Buddy sits on his lap as a grown, large, 6'4" man with baby in hand.
Fantastic.
And then it fades out to our snowman who says he's traveled the world, but apparently hasn't because he has no legs.
So, why did I just think of Forrest Gump when you said that? You just had a very Lieutenant Dane ice cream.
Oh, no.
I want to test out my sea legs. Okay. Anyway.
So we have Amy Sedaris.
Oh, yes.
Is a vet because she was in theater camp.
She was.
Kyle Gass is a vet.
Wait, who is Kyle Gass?
Kyle Gass is one of the writers.
Okay.
And he was in Hacks.
Okay.
He was also in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, like for an episode, but he was in an episode of Hacks. And I want to say Andy Richter is a vet, but I'm not.
I feel like just sure. Andy Richter is in the background of everything, as 30 Rock has us believe that he is. Is that not it, 30 Rock, where they just have him in everything? Richter Vision? Am I making that up?
The show is so fucking good. I may need to do a rewatch of that show because it's just so good.
It is.
You know, his IMDb page is, like, so fucking long. It's insane. It's insane, like, what, just 2023 alone. Okay, anyway. So IMDb gave this a 7.1 out of 10, and on Metacritic, the Metascore was a 66, and the user score was an 8.5.
So the critics on Rotten Tomatoes gave this an 86%, and the audience gave it a 79%.
All right. I found, what kind of review do you think I found?
A funny review.
I think it's funny.
I'm going to say...
what I'm about to read to you is absolutely ridiculous.
I'm going to say a bad review.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, it's a 1 out of 10.
Love that.
Okay. This is going to piss everybody off.
Okay.
Okay. 1 out of 10 stars. Nope. Just nope. Okay, and this is a recent review. It's from December of this year.
Okay.
So, I know there are people who love this movie. I hated it from the first time I watched it when it came out. I hate it so much that flames on the side of my face, heaving, breathless, oh, wait, that's Clue.
What?
My real problem with this movie is Jim Carrey.
Okay, wrong movie. You're reviewing Will the wrong Ferrell, movie.
Or Will Ferrell, okay. Or whoever is in it. I just find this method of comedy to be awful. I don't find it funny watching an adult male acting like a 6-year-old. I can't even say that line without laughing because it's so funny to me. And that's about all this movie is. Even the appearance of the greats like Bob Newhart don't save this mess. It's not funny. It's a very, 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 very lowbrow humor.
Call me lowbrow then. I'm here for it.
Look how low my brows are. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of my face. That's what I said to myself when I read this review the first time.
Yeah.
Get the fuck
out. I saw a lot of reviews online, and a lot of them were bad. A lot of them were like, oh, excellent movie, love this every single year. A lot of people call this movie cringe, which I have a hard time understanding cringe, unless it's like, I don't know, something like, I only understand extreme versions of cringe. I can't understand a middle-of-the-road cringe, and I guess that it is because I am cringe. And you know what? I can admit that. And I think that it's funny.
Do you know what? I saw this post on Instagram like yesterday, and it was like one of those like awkward girls like from the 2010s where it's like she's like, I poked you or like stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I get it. But then the comments said she is cringe, but she is free.
I would adopt that motto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be cringe. That's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Be whatever. As long as you're kind. Who gives a fuck?
Exactly. All right. So this is a 3.5 out of 5-star review. Elf isn't a perfect Christmas movie, but it was a sweet and charming with a great cast. The script can be a little too fluffy and unfocused sometimes, though. With the pace occasionally lags. That's almost right. And some jokes, such as Buddy eating sweets, felt forced. However, it does look terrific, with the location striking and the cinematography very nice. The soundtrack is a nice addition, too. It made me nostalgic and all the more ready for Christmas. The story, while simple and a tad predictable, is at least original and well-meaning, while the direction is credible. The cast is what gives Elf its staying power and charm. Although I am not a fan of Will Ferrell, I think he really shone here as Buddy the Elf, while Zooey Deschanel is beautiful and a huge part of the film's charm. James Caan is suitably gruff, father-like figure, and Bob Newhart is wonderful. All in all, it is a sweet film, and if you forgive the slightly cliche ending, by all means not for all, but the cast do save the film. 7 out of 10, Bethany Cox, which was definitely not the name of the person who posted that, but okay, thank you, Bethany Cox.
I have a hard time when people take a banger like this and they're like, it's not a perfect Christmas movie, because I don't really know what is then. It has your holiday spirit. It has your humor. It has a climax.
I feel like perfect Christmas movies are very personal because it's what you like to watch every year for Christmas.
Yeah, it has to be subjective.
Yeah. Yeah. So I personally like the film. I don't think that it is my favorite movie, and it's definitely not, like we said earlier, it's not something that I have to watch every single year. It's not Christmas. But is this a funny movie? Hell yes. Hell yes. I laugh all the time at this movie. I think often about answering the phone saying, Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
What's your favorite color?
That's hysterical. And the way that it's said so nonchalant, Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Just like, oh God, so good.
You know what? I laughed the entire way through this movie, and I feel like I did because I don't watch it all the time. And so when you don't watch it all the time, it's like, you've seen it before. It's like, you remember pieces of it, but then other pieces start to stand out.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you do watch this all the time, it could lose its edge.
I could see that.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, it's kind of like an expectation for me because my expectations for this were just kind of like, I forgot about these things. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
But I forgot how funny that Jack in the Box scene is.
I was going to say.
Oh my God. Oh.
And then at the end, when he's in Santa's sleigh and like in the sacks of presents, don't they have a Jack in the Box right in front of him and it like pops up?
To call back. And then my other, like, I forgot about all the small lines, like under the breath lines, like not the main joke lines. And to me, that's a really great element of comedy. Like, it's not just the punchline, but it's like everything that surrounds it. Like when he is in the mall and he's like looking at the lingerie and he's trying to figure out like what it means.
Yeah.
And then the manager comes over and he's like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be working. And he's like, you have to get back to work. And he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. It's like, you know the work there.
One of my favorite scenes that gets me every time, and I remember the first time I saw it, I lost my mind, was when he was walking past the diner and they have one of those generic, like, world's best cup of coffee. And he, congratulations, world's best cup of coffee. Wow, you guys did it. I was dying. Dying. I can see how that's cringe, but that is the funniest thing.
Well, how about when Santa says, there's going to be a lot of people that claim that they're Ray's Pizza, but the real one is on 11. I love a sarcastic Santa.
Same. I do love when he does finally write the book. He's like, I traveled through, you know, the gumdrop forest and the whirly twirly whatever. And then I walked through the Lincoln Tunnel. And then you see the scene of him walking through the Lincoln Tunnel. And it is it's so funny.
I also want to point out the decor in this movie. It is just, I forgot how beautiful paper snowflakes can be. But just like when he decorates the mall store, when he decorates their home, the Christmas decor, it's consistent and it's just so pretty.
Excellent set design. One of my highs is him being in the Gimbals like toy section and him fully decorating it. And then the manager being like, do you see this? It's too good. They're definitely sending in someone.
They're coming for my job.
And then it's just, the Gimbals manager and Buddy the Elf, their whole thing where it's like, no, he's not. Yes, he is. We sing all the time in the North Pole.
It's true. Oh, God.
It's great.
Did you have any other highs?
There's something, to go along with the decor and the set design, just New York City in general as a setting. New York City during the holidays, I was literally just there yesterday, and I was walking around, and I'm like, oh, God, it's so nice over here. It's so beautiful. Absolutely love it.
It's we were watching this and I was like, I hate all the people, because going between Christmas and New Year's is fucking insane.
It is.
But it's like the only time I'll have to celebrate like Christmas in New York. But I love Christmas in New York.
Same.
So much.
Same.
Like, I just remember like going in the city for whatever reason and then just seeing the ornaments, like, mm-hmm. who put this big ornament here?
So I feel like Buddy the Elf walking around and looking at all the giant trees. Like, ooh, look at this one. That's how it's I felt like, walking around New York. Ooh, look at that one.
It's like I don't look up at the buildings, but I will look up if there are a bunch of lit trees.
Oh, I look up at the buildings always. I will look up at every single historic building because I love – I'm going to stop myself. Pause.
Yeah, but Danielle, you have a sense of direction. If I look up at buildings, forget it. Like – I don't even know where I am anymore.
There is no architectural integrity anymore, and old buildings are absolutely fantastic. If you look at them closely, you see all the details, and they're absolutely stunning. That's all. I'll cut myself off after that. But then throw on a bunch of Christmas decor. Ugh. I was walking past the New York Public Library, which is an absolutely beautiful building, and right behind it is Bryant Park. And that was just perfectly Christmassy. I don't like going to the Christmas tree per se because I feel like that gets too crowded. But like I was over near Grand Central and the New York Public Library, and it was just so nice and perfectly Christmassy. I'm so happy that I got to pop in there and see everything.
Was the Macy's decorated in Herald Square?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And that was...
They do a fantastic job.
They do. They do. But they have really to because they get, you know... They need to have that decorated by Thanksgiving for the parade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have any lows?
I have one big low.
Okay.
Zooey Deschanel with blonde hair. No. No. I get it. She was young. And she, you know, was probably at this, what is she? She's like 40-something. This was 20 years ago, so she was in her 20s. I get it. We all dye our hair blonde. I never have, but I get dyeing your hair blonde in 20s, and that is your journey, and good for you, but never again. She is most definitely a dark brunette.
Yeah, she went totally blonde.
Yeah, hated it. Hated it.
That's not a low for the movie.
It's a low for my eyes, right? It was...
Oh, God. My low is that when Hobbs has his coming to Jesus moment, when he's giving his presentation, I wish he took a little longer to kind of like make that. Like he seemed to switch his mind very quickly.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that he like Fumford. Is Fumford the word I want to use?
There was more turmoil.
Just between like internal turmoil of like, should I not? I feel like he was persuaded too easily.
Yeah.
And he has this like big history of like not being that person.
Yeah.
Like I like that he got there and I like the way that he got there. I just wish it was a little longer.
I agree.
But I think that was the only low that I really had.
Yeah.
What did you eat?
A leftover wedding cake.
Did you end up freezing any of yours?
I have the top layer in the freezer now. Okay. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, they gave us like two extra slices of cake. So those are now gone.
Was it the carrot cake or the chocolate?
A chocolate. It's it was a dark chocolate raspberry truffle cake.
Because we were trying to figure out who got that slice.
Because did they serve a lot of the 24 carat?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But my mom was like, I think I only saw Nick with that slice. I was trying to figure out who got it.
Because I guess they served the second layer first, and that was 24 carat, and then the bottom layer was the chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it was good. Sorry that you didn't get it. I know my mom got the 24 carat, and she probably wanted the dark chocolate raspberry, but whatever. When we cut into it a year from now, I'll call up my mom, and she'll come have a slice with us.
Oh, the top layer is the dark truffle?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm coming over, too. I'm coming over. Nanny and Poppy's coming over. Gigi's coming over. Everybody's coming over.
Why is everybody got to come over here all the time?
Oh. For those of you listening, I forgot.
All right. We're recording ourselves. I forgot.
Just look up, should Italian mom say? And exactly. I had dinner. And then after dinner, I had some Siete Mexican chocolate cookies.
Mmm. Mm.
They were good.
That sounds good.
And then for expectation versus reality.
It's hard to do with movies like this because I feel like you see them back in 2003. I was expecting all of the big lines, but I honestly forgot how this movie ended, and I forgot about Santa like crashing in Central Park.
Mm.
So that was different. I mean, I lost my thought. You can continue.
That's okay. I wasn't expecting to laugh as much as I did because I forgot how. I think the last time I watched this was maybe like college. And I don't remember if I laughed as much as I did now. So I forgot Jovi's hair is blonde.
Ugh.
There's that. And I, like I said, I forgot about the Jack in the Box scene. And that was such a pleasant surprise.
Just to get back on Zooey Deschanel, it's like you forget that Zooey Deschanel is in this movie because she's blonde.
I know.
Yeah. She is so very, like, in your mind, she has that dark, dark hair, dark, beautiful hair, yeah. And those bright blue eyes. And it's just dulled with the blonde hair.
Yeah. Good point. Did you have an IRL moment?
I would say that Buddy, after, like, Michael gets out of school and just being like, hey, why's your jacket so big? Hey, you know what I saw today? I saw a dog. That is literally me to Nicholas 24/7. Like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, why are you doing that?
My IRL moment was, I'm pretty sure it was Santa Claus is coming to town. When we were in charge at the Santa luncheon of getting the kiddies corralled before Santa came and to sing Christmas songs. And in my head, I just picked the first song that came to mind. But the problem with that song is that I forgot the lyrics. And so all we sang was, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is coming to town. And then I just looked at everybody and I was like,
I was there. I was standing right next to you. I remember that.
And then you looked at me and you were like, you don't know the words? I was like, I forgot all of them in this moment.
Did I know the words? I think I forgot them too.
No, we just stopped singing.
We're like, all right, that's the end of that song.
It was a hard cut to Jingle Bells.
Of course, yeah. Something we knew immediately.
Anyway. It just made me, when she started singing it, I was like, oh, those are the words. I remember the words now.
It took us how many years to remember them? But
they're... Oh, yeah. Well, it comes back eventually.
Exactly.
It just takes time. Are you ready to close out?
Yeah, I think we did it all.
All right. Well, thank you all very much for listening. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Hey, It's Two Girls. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Classic Cena. Danielle's on Instagram at Danielle Kobianki. You can send us an email at twogirlswatchtv@gmail.com. Two is spelled out T-W-O. And the YouTube channel is Two Girls Drink Beer. We'll have our next voting up on our Instagram stories. So check that out in the next couple of days. And that's it.
Also, thank you guys so much for voting. We really appreciate it. And we hope you continue voting for the rest of this month, because we got we got two more polls coming up for you.
Do you know what the next episode is?
What the contenders are? The contenders.
No. Do you know how what the next episode signifies?
Is that 200?
It is. It will be 200, baby.
Look at us. Look at
200. We should probably have champagne. It'll be 200 episodes.
You know what? You guys didn't drink all the champagne in the bridal suite, so I got one.
They took it away. I went back.
What do you mean you went back?
In that little room?
No, no, no. In that I bought.
Oh, that you bought.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, I was making mimosas. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant in the bridal suite in the venue. Because no. We popped that one.
We did pop that one. I remember. All right, everyone. Enjoy your weekends and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
What's up?